In southern states like Georgia and Florida, HIV and AIDS are spreading faster than in urban centers like New York and San Francisco. And now the South has more people living with HIV and AIDS than any other region of the country. Commentator Michael Alviar is a national syndicated sex advice columnist based in Atlanta. He thinks he's identified a factor that contributes to the spread of HIV in the South, the culture of politeness.
I do not have the privilege of saying I'm from the South, only the honor of saying I live in it. I've had plenty of chances to move, but I've stayed for 17 years. I'm too enamored by the Southern trait of minding your manners. I remember my first experience with Southern indirectness. I was in a hot, stuffy class waiting for the teacher. I was about to blurt out, "I'm hot, somebody open up a window," when I heard a guy say, "Is anyone else warm? A breeze would certainly be a welcome addition." The sideways, indirect way of speaking may be a charming way to interact socially, but it's becoming a deadly way to interact sexually. That's because an effective way to stop the spread of HIV is to know if your potential sex partner has it. But if asking someone to open up a window in a hot room is seen as too forward, imagine what Southerners think of asking for your HIV status. Recently, I asked some of my readers, who is the least likely to ask if you have HIV? Southerners was the unanimous answer. I grew up in Kentucky, Louisiana, and Georgia, a guy named Brad said in a typical response, and I can't recall anyone ever asking me. Then I moved to New York, where I can hardly recall anyone not asking. Southerners are indirect because they place great value on kindness. They don't believe in offending people. And being explicit is offensive. There's a tradition here. If you can't be kind, be vague. The problem is you can't be vague with a plague. In Gone with the Wind, when Aunt Pittypat is informed the Northern Army had entered Georgia, she practically had to be carried into her house. "Yankees in Georgia," she exclaimed. "However did they get in?" Now, as the realization sets in that HIV has invaded the South, its inhabitants will ask the same question. And true to form, they won't answer directly. It just wouldn't be polite.
Michael Alviar lives in Atlanta.